Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In a recent post on his social media site, our former president called for the, quote, termination of the Constitution. That's right, the de facto leader of the Republican Party and its only declared presidential candidate wants to abolish our 233-year-old founding document. Say what you want, the guy doesn't think small. He was actually talking about how to correct the injustice of his 2020 election loss, but the remark provoked howls from Democrats and legal scholars. Top Republicans, not so much. They say the former president wasn't really serious. Mostly, though, they don't say anything, which is itself troubling. You'd think they'd seize any chance to defend the Constitution. After all, they plan to read it out loud on the floor of the House next month when they take control. Anyway, the Constitution will survive. We couldn't function without it, and even amending the thing is really hard. But don't get too comfy. The president's party has another constitutional gambit that's just as frightening. The Supreme Court this week heard arguments in the case of Moore versus Harper. That's a dispute over whether North Carolina's Supreme Court can throw out the Republican-controlled legislature's gerrymandered electoral map. Republicans say the Constitution gives a state legislature power to set all voting rules within its borders. That's the so-called independent state legislature doctrine, an old but controversial theory newly revived by Republicans. So what? Well, without a state court riding herd, the party that controls a legislature, Republicans in most states, can perpetuate its own rule. How? By gerrymandering like crazy, making it harder for the other side's voters to vote, even deciding which results to recognize. That's right, they can call the winners, even for their members of the Electoral College, which picks the president. True, Congress and federal courts could step in, but only in some federal elections, and even then it doesn't always help. Just ask Al Gore, who lost the 2000 presidential race because the U.S. Supreme Court shut down a Florida recount. Things don't look good this time, either. At least four U.S. Supreme Court justices seem to support the independent state legislature doctrine. If that view prevails in the Moore case, say goodbye to electoral democracy as we know it. And say hello to our next president, Donald Trump. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.